Welcome to Frickity Frack, We Do Talk Back. Thank you for joining me in this episode. My name is Patrick, and I'm Frack. Frickity Frack, We Do Talk Back is a show where I discuss different aspects of fandom and how they relate to the gospel. So we're going to be going through an episode of Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War, and connected to teachings from the Bible. So I'll be continuing studying Thousand Year Blood War through this season. And so when this season comes to a close, I'll go in a different direction. It could be a different anime, it could be comic books, it could be Star Wars, anything that you can be a fan of, I can talk about. So the name of the show came from my dad, who dubbed my brother and me Frick and Frack since we were kids. All right, so this episode, we are going over the white haze of Bleach Thousand Year Blood War. So a lot of interesting things happen in this episode. And so at the beginning of the episode, we get to see Ichigo, who has just finished his training with Squad Zero. And so we don't really see all that he did. We don't see all that he trained. We didn't see all that he was able to unlock. So obviously, as when he joins the fight, we'll get glimpses of what he did with Squad Zero and things like that. So as he's leaving and heading back to the Soul Society, it's one of those things where I have flashbacks to Dragon Ball Z. So for those, I've not told this to yet, or haven't seen in previous episodes, Dragon Ball Z was kind of was my gateway anime into all things anime, because my friends liked it, I loved it, and we were all about Dragon Ball Z. When Goku travels along Snake Way, when Vegeta and Nappa land on Earth, just had that kind of same feeling to it in this traveling for it. So the other thing that kind of happens in this episode is, and you'll have to excuse me, I am terrible with saying their names. They are very difficult because they're German, but with like Japanese twists to it, so it's just all sorts of a hot mess. So you will have to excuse me if I say it wrong. So we see Hashwan deal with the two Stern Ritters that failed in their fights against Hitsugaya and Soifon. And so he executes them in front of Uryu, who is very shocked by all this because he recognizes like these two were extremely powerful assets. We shouldn't be getting rid of them because we still want to take out the Soul Society, right? And so Hashwath deals with this by saying, he's like, well, they needed to die. Yawaba's plans go beyond just the Soul Society, and he has to and so he explains to him why Yawaba has to keep consuming souls. Now it's muted out, and so you see Uryu's shocked face as he explains it to him. But we don't know what it is yet, but it's something apparently. But the main focus of this episode is Rukia's fight. And once again, I'm going to butcher this name multiple times. Esunot, or something like that. That's not something. It's difficult to say. And so this is the central focus of that fight of Rukia fighting this Stern Ritter, who has the letter F, the fear. Now I will say this fight is a little bit more unpleasant than other fights that have happened in this story arc, because with Note's letter F, it's fear. So there is some very horrific kind of things that are depicted. So once again, this show is rated M for mature. So just be prepared for that on this episode. I can't say skip it because it's kind of important, and it's good. So we'll get more into the rating later, but that's just kind of a preview of it. I just want to share that. So what we see is, in this fight, we see Rukia's increased control over her Shikai form. During the fight, she starts talking in degrees Celsius, negative degrees, and things like that that are absolutely devastating to Note, and he is unable to fight back to a certain extent. And so what we come to find out is that her freezing powers just didn't come from the sword, but as she has grown in her Shikai ability, her ice powers extended from herself as well. So I've said Shikai a couple times. I don't think I've explained this very well quite a bit, that in Bleach, a Soul Reaper has a Zanpakuto. That's their sword. And so that's their base form is the Zanpakuto. But then as a Soul Reaper gets to know their Zanpakuto, they learn their name, they gain extra power by what is called the Shikai. And so they release that and they gain extra powers, like with Rukia gaining her ice powers. Then when they grow in power and get closer to their, you know, develop the bond with the Zanpakuto, then they are able to release their Bankai. And Bankai is, you know, the ultimate expression of their power, and not everyone is able to do it. That's one of the things I like about Rukia, is that up until this point, you know, she's keeping up with the other main combatants who are of captain level. You know, there was Ichigo, Hitsugaya, Ikkaku, Renji. All four of them had their Bankais. And Rukia, although only having Shikai at this point, was able to hold her own. She wasn't, you know, she was clearly not as powerful as the others, but she also wasn't a slouch. Like, she knew her Shikai. Like, she was able to do what she needed to. And so, but because the Stern Ritter releases his special form, the Voltstang, I'm pretty sure I'm saying that wrong too, he is able to overcome Rukia's Shikai form, and Byakuya comes and helps out and helps her overcome the fear. And this is a big spoiler, Byakuya encourages Rukia and she displays her Bankai, and it is used to kill Esnaut. And so during this fight, you know, Byakuya shows up and Esnaut is all worked up. He's like, I'm gonna kill you. And he's like, I can't believe I lost your Bankai. And he's like, well, just so you know, what I've just done, and it was an amazing display of power. Like, this was just my Shikai. And he was like, oh no. And so he kind of goes into this, once again, another transformation where he's very gross looking. And he's like, yeah, I'm not even going to be the one that kills you. He's like, you're so weak that, not that Rukia was weak, but he's like, Rukia's going to kill you. She's the one who's going to finish you off. And so that's when, you know, he gives her words of encouragement and love. And so she releases her Bankai. And so then at the end of, after killing Esnaut, Byakuya stays with Rukia to help her release her Bankai, where he recognizes how powerful she is and how powerful her Bankai is. But he also says, like, but one misstep and it could be grave trouble for you, so you have to use this not in haste. So she's not going to be one of, like, you know, Ichigo, where he's like, you know, forget this, I'm going with Bankai. It's, you know, if she's going to use her Bankai, it's going to be very deliberate and very thought out. So this moment that Rukia and Byakuya had ties into the biblical theme, which is 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. And this is what it says. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. So, as I said, Byakuya comes and gives Rukia words of encouragement, and it really resonated with this verse. Because as I was studying for this episode, I came across this verse, and without hesitation, I selected it. Once I read some other verses, I was like, that could work, that could work. Then I read 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, and I was like, this is the one. Because one of Rukia's biggest motivations throughout the series was to gain Byakuya's respect. And so even after the Soul Society arc, where after Byakuya's fight with Ichigo, you know, he starts really warming up to her. And we really see that change and that growth in them when Byakuya comes to Wakamundo and kills the Espada Zomari Ruru, because he was the one who tried to kill Rukia after she had taken out a different Espada. And so he was there. Byakuya was like, "You targeted my pride." He's like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "It's Rukia. Rukia's my pride." And so when that happened, he had no mercy for Ruru. And so anyway, so that's what was going on. And so it's just this increasing growth and warmth that Byakuya has been showing, and he's showing it towards Rukia. And so because of that, and because he encouraged her, and this isn't how she released her Bankai. Like, she'd already learned how to do it, but he encouraged her, like, "You use it. You go ahead and do it." And so she knew that Byakuya was behind her, encouraging her and supporting her 100%. And that, and I hope that this can be said, but there's definite love between the two of them, not romantic, but familial love. And so then when he stops, and when she's done, and she's defeated Asnota, he stays, he holds her hand. He's like, "Okay, slowly release your power." And so she slowly does, and he's there with her through the whole way. And what we come to find out is that Osnut, he did not feel love. He felt fear, and that was his power. But he even says, he was like, "I am afraid of Yawaba's rebuke," not, you know, wanting to succeed so that he feels Yawaba's love, but he feared rebuking at Yawaba's hand. And so for us as Christians, we get kind of all wrapped up in all of this. And I, as someone who deals with anxiety, I know what it's like to have your anxiety cripple you and not being able to function. And so we have this fear that we build up when we're not trusting in God. And I'm not saying that you don't trust God enough because your anxiety has gotten to you. It's what happens. But what we have to do is we have to learn how to cope with our anxiety and give our anxiety over to God. We have to know that there is no fear in love when we are in, but perfect love casts out fear. Fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. Our punishment has been erased in Jesus Christ. So we are loved beyond measure. And so, yes, even though we have anxiety, we have fears, we are called, each one of us, to give our fears over to God. And it's a battle, especially if you're dealing with anxiety or depression or any kind of other mental health issues. Know that God is with you in those moments. God is with you when you make the courageous step to seek therapy, or when your therapist says, like, "You know what, the only way you're going to be able to combat this is through medication," and God has given us medication to help us with all of those things. But on top of it, when we come and face our issues, we are doing it knowing that God loves us no matter what our issue is. Whatever it is that you might be facing, know that you are so loved. And so, yes, when you have those moments when your anxiety or your depression is just making you want to curl up in bed and not do anything, Jesus is there loving you even in those moments. So I encourage you that if you have not had the opportunity to give your life over to Jesus Christ, do that today. Do it now. Do not hesitate, because Jesus is already ready for you. We have to receive him. So I encourage you, don't hold back your fears and hold them in and be like, "You know what, God, you can't handle these fears." Yes, you can. Amen. All right, so let's rate this episode. Well, this episode was really great, so I am going to give it a 4.5. Now, I did say this is a really great episode. It's almost perfect. But something that I haven't really shared a lot on the show, I am not a big fan of horror. And so when Asnot first attacked Byakuya and part one of Thousand-Year Blood War, it wasn't really that bad all that much. Like, there wasn't a lot of, like, grossness, weirdness, anything like that. And so that's really kind of, like, my biggest knock is that that's there. And then the other thing that's kind of a little bit of a knock is that it kind of seems like that Byakuya and Rukia kind of have these moments regularly. And I kind of feel like we've had these moments, so why do we have to keep going back to it? But, you know, it's one of those things where he's the big brother in that way, and so she's always constantly seeking his approval. So it's just, you know, it's one of those things. And so, but other than that, the fight's great. I loved seeing Rukia use her new level of power. I love seeing her Bankai. Her Bankai is great. Hopefully you've seen pictures of it already. If you are watching this on the podcast, see me on YouTube. There's pictures of it on my YouTube clip. And so I just really want to encourage you. It's really great. It's fantastic. There's nothing, just my preference. So that's why it's a 4.5 episode. All right, so anyone with questions for me about the biblical lesson that I talked about in this episode, or any other discussion ranging from anime, comics, or just anything in general, feel free to email me at frickityfractalkback@gmail.com or reach out to me on Twitter, /X at FricketyF, or on Instagram and Facebook at FricketyFrack. So please rate, review, and subscribe. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment below. I think I do a pretty good job of responding in a timely manner. It's a great way to interact with me. But also, if you have a really great question that I think might be good to address in another episode, I'll totally take it with me and put it in the next episode or another episode where it might really connect to it. So do all of those things. Follow me on Spotify. All right, so remember, I love you. Most importantly, God loves you. And go release your Bankai.